This fucking guy comes out of nowhere. Kicks our asses.
Used to be the guy that looks like Batman.
I didn't say he looked like Batman.
You did, Trey. You said the guy looked like Batman.
He said like a mask and stuff.
And a cape?
Yeah, like Batman.
I never said Batman!
A Legend in My Spare Time podcast contains themes and subject matter that may not be suitable for some audiences. If you're easily offended or under the completely arbitrary age of 21, we suggest you get your podcast on elsewhere.
Well, hallelujah, holy shit, holla back, amen. It's Legend in My Spare Time. We're through our mid-pod crisis. We found our feet a little more. We're not as nervous. You know, you get to your 41st birthday, you've accepted the fact that your life sucks, and you're not going to be sad about it anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your favorite podcast. I think we may get some awards coming up soon for things like positive openings and best starting, best beginning ever.
That was pimp.
Pimp.
I loved it, man. That was great.
The guest across from me is the Dirty Dutchman himself, Mr. Tim Van Boss. Welcome, sir. Welcome back again. And, well.
Yeah.
His absence speaks wonders. Perhaps we'll just leave it at that.
Gone and done. So what have you been up to, Matt? It's been a week.
You know, I do want to just say this. We got listener mail at legendinmypodcast@gmail.com from Scott from San Jose.
Yeah.
Scott says, fuck the reverend ignorance. Long live Matt Lees. I can't write this stuff, folks. I'm just reading what came up. And that's what Scott from San Jose said. Thank you for listening. First time he got in touch with us, and that's all he said. Straight up, his email just said, should I remind them again just in case they forget already?
Yep.
Fuck the reverend ignorance. Long live Matt Lees.
There you go.
You know, it speaks for itself.
You see, that's what you call fan love right there.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm sure we'll still get some emails that'll say Matt Lees is an asshole and I want the rev back.
Oh, yeah. And everybody hates the Dirty Dutchman at some point in their life, so.
It's true. Everybody hates the Dutch at least once in their life.
It's true.
Now, we're not saying that the rev is not here. We're just saying he's not here right now.
Yeah.
We're not saying he's fired. He's just not here.
It's so true.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah. And that's good.
It's fair enough to just leave it at that. I think we did this last time, too. Mm-hmm. So, as I look around the new and improved Matt Cave, I see the all-important message board, and I see that it says, Legend of My Spare Time is brought to you by Planet Leisure at 519-772-0131. That's what Kirk and Spock say.
It's anyway. True. And Spock never lies.
It's true. See how Spock is standing up a lot straighter than Kirk in that?
Yeah, it's because Kirk's always got a dick in his ass.
Exactly. I bent him over a little bit like that.
Yeah, you would. Ponce.
Yeah, that's true. I'm a ponce. But how's your week been? What's new? What's exciting? What's clever? What's catching?
Well, it's been a long week of work, long week of partying, and a long week of a little bit of drama, a little bit of family drama, a little this, a little that.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
I've got a bit of a belligerent grandmother who just got out of the hospital. Not by the doctor's orders.
She removed herself.
Pretty much, yeah, yeah. My grandma, at the tender age of 89, just said, fuck it, I don't want to be here anymore, let me go back to my house. And right. You can't tell an old Dutch woman no.
No.
She'll fuck you up.
Yeah, same. Yeah, same with an old Welsh woman.
Exactly, yeah. Once they get across, when they grew up across the pond, they don't screw around.
No, they don't listen to you.
Yeah, so my grandma's back at home.
Right.
Trying to do stuff for herself.
Although she should be somewhere where people can take care of her.
That'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I hear you.
And I love you, Grandma. But for the love of God, listen to your kids.
But not this podcast, Grandma.
Yeah, she should. She wouldn't be listening.
No, no.
She's on a computer.
I have an ignorant grandmother, too.
There you go.
She's been, you know, she's still fighting emphysema, goes into the hospital all the time with lung problems.
Yep.
However, she still smokes.
Yeah.
She now has an oxygen tank in her house.
And still smokes.
In the house with the oxygen tank.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I know. Let's just let that sink in, ladies and gentlemen. She doesn't realize that that's probably not a good thing.
Doesn't seem like a combination that mixes well together.
No, it's one of those age things, right? She's like, yeah. I don't care. Mm-hmm. What do you mean it's going to explode?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll take the whole building with me, she says.
Nothing to lose. Everything to gain.
I guess. I mean, come on. I don't want her to go out like that, although that would be one hell of a story.
Yeah.
Like my grandma blew up a fucking old folks residence when she went.
Exactly. Yeah.
But, like, you know.
Better than like, oh, you know, he passed quietly in his sleep. And, you know, yeah, that's peaceful. No. It's good. It's the way you want it. It's the way I'd rather go.
Right. No, she wanted to smoke next to her oxygen tank, and she killed 20 residents with her when she went.
Well, here's hoping that karma doesn't listen to this podcast.
It's true. God forbid. But those would be the things that legends are made of.
It's true.
You know. And, well, speaking of legends, I spent the week re-catching up on the Jurassic Park series.
Really?
Tara and I went through all three of them.
Yep.
And it's definitely a downward spiral.
It's true.
The first one's great.
And they always will be.
Yeah. I still remember the book being a lot scarier than the movie, but I mean, who doesn't say that about absolutely everything?
It goes from book to movie.
Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World, of course, with the reappearance of Vince Vaughn, which automatically makes it a semi-classic in my mind. Not as good. It's got Goldblum in it again, but not as good as the first one.
Yeah. Now, how do you feel about Goldblum in these?
I love him.
Yeah?
Because you know what I really like is actually, I was thinking about this. We were watching number two, and the scene where, spoiler alert, I guess there's no spoiler alert.
It's been out for like 15, 20 years.
Here's the spoiler. There are dinosaurs trying to eat people.
Yeah.
And at one point, I think they're all camping because they're trying to walk across the island, and a T-Rex comes in and fucking wreaks havoc and eats people and destroys things. And then when Jeff Goldblum goes to look for his daughter, he still does the Jeff Goldblum strut.
Yeah.
Like he's still walking through these bodies and carcasses after a T-Rex, and he's still doing the strut that only Jeff Goldblum could do. That I thought was great. I thought Vince Vaughn was great in The Lost World. Although Vince Vaughn's character disappears, if you guys go back and watch it, they get on the helicopter to escape from the island. Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert.
Yep.
They get away. Spoiler alert. They get back to New York City where the T-Rex is about to be unleashed and run across. Is it New York City?
I don't know.
Some
place.
Some city where there's water next to it and the boat crashes and there's a friggin' T-Rex in the boat. Anyway, Vince is gone at that point. He's just poof. Disappeared.
Just taken out of the writing for a little while.
I guess. Like, completely gone. Not in the rest of that. Not in number three. Although the less said about three, the better.
Yeah.
You know, Jurassic Park 3 is the movie that was so good that Steven Spielberg wanted to make a number 4 that would omit number 3 from the Jurassic Park history. That's how good Jurassic Park 3 is, y'all.
Yeah. You know, why aren't more of the directors these days going back to that mindset? Like, wow, I really screwed up that series. I could fix that with another one. Just really hope that everybody just forgot about the last one I did.
You know, if George Lucas did that with Star Wars, I might go see them.
Yeah, if he did another...
Episode 1, he's just like, listen, it went so terribly the last time, I'm going to do a brand new episode one. Forget the other ones. We'll pretend they never happened, which most of us do.
Mm-hmm.
So there'll be no Jar Jar. There'll be no fucking emo Darth. Wouldn't that be glorious?
Yeah, but Samuel L. Jackson still gets to come back.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a bad motherfucker no matter where he is.
He's in.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson, who, of course, is in Jurassic Park.
It's true.
He's one of the computer hackers in the first Jurassic Park next to Newman. I love me some Samuel L. Jackson.
It's true.
I think there's a new movie just came out of his that I want to see. Unstoppable, I think. In the trailer, it looks like trains and explosions and guns and Samuel L. Jackson.
So good times is what you're saying.
Good times.
Right there.
Yes, that's right.
Nice.
I speaking of movies and all that kind of ish, I watched a fairly interesting movie the other day based on a Stephen King book called The Langoliers.
Yeah. How'd you like it?
I love it. It's something I used to watch a lot when I was younger. My parents sent me over a DVD copy from Britain, and I love it. It's tacky. It's cheesy. It's a Stephen King movie, but it's got his really scary moments.
Now, how are you on Stephen King's books? Are you a big fan of his?
I used to read them religiously. Yeah. I used to read them all. Everything.
Mm.
More recent, since he had his accident and then wrote the Buick 8 book or something. I haven't read those
back on. In the back of a Buick.
Yeah. No, the last one I read was his memoir that he did.
Okay.
And I read the first half, which was the story of his life. Got kind of bored in the writing instructions section of the book. But no, I've read tons of Stephen King. Usually the movies suck balls. The Langoliers I really enjoy as a book. And of course, it's got Balky from Perfect Strangers.
Oh, Balky. He was in some really weird shit.
Yeah.
He's one of those actors. He's done some weird fucking movies.
He's like those. He's one of those actors that likes to make sure he's represented by doing lots of different things, I think.
Yeah.
But the
problem is with that, if you're a kid growing up and you were watching Perfect Strangers and the rest of that TGIF... Mm-hmm. Friday night lineup, And your parents are like, oh, wow, look at that. Balki's in a movie. And you put, they sit you down in front of this movie. And yeah. Balki is a really twisted CIA agent. And he's punching people in the face. And you're like 9 years old. Why is Balki hitting people?
Well, what about in The Langoliers where he's literally crazy? Mm-hmm. And he's trying to kill people. Like, he thinks he has to kill people to get up back on the plane to get out of there so that the Langoliers don't eat him. And he walks around at some point chanting, I don't want to hurt her, but I will if I have to. I don't want to hurt her, but I will if... It's creepy. He's a creepy motherfucker in this movie. Yeah. Dean Stockwell's in the movie.
Yep.
Dean Stockwell, of course, of Quantum Leap fame. Did you ever watch Quantum Leap back in your day?
We went over this actually on the last episode, and no, I did not.
Wow, I can't believe you never used to watch Quantum Leap. See, that's what I'm waiting for on Netflix. Is this what we talked about last week?
Yeah, it was.
There's
we were
a lot
sucking
of
Netflix's
that...
dick, and we were just like, oh, why isn't Quantum Leap on there?
No, there's so many more things. Although I do have a gripe with Netflix, I keep complaining to you every time I'm at your place on your PlayStation, your Netflix doesn't look like mine. The settings have somehow altered. They've moved around. They've changed. When I go to Tim's house, I can see new releases. I can go through genres. I can pick a whole bunch of different options. When I turn on my Netflix, I get this fucking just, I get to choose recently watched, suggestions for you, and one row of each genre.
You can't scroll over to the right and
no.
see the rest of the list?
No.
Why
it's
not?
It's horrible. So I don't know what to do. What I've been doing, it's just sad. I've been logging into Netflix on my phone because it's easier to scroll through the titles.
Yeah.
I pick the title on my phone and then I watch it on the...
Yeah, you search for it. You see what's coming up. I'm like, all right, I'll search for that.
You
still
have
a search bar, right?
Yeah, but I have to just type in what I'm looking for. Yeah. I don't have as much of a detail as you do in yours. I'm very frustrated.
It's true. It's quite enjoyable to be able to scroll through and see 500 movies that might be in the action-adventure genre.
Well, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas is on there.
Yep.
Now, I have never, ever seen that movie.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, Lee's. Mm-hmm. Wow, man, there are some rites of passage that you need to get up on top of.
I know.
You've seen at least Pulp Fiction, right?
Oh, yeah. Just not that one.
I haven't seen that one.
This episode is brought to you by Tim Hortons and their Roll Up the Rim to Win contest.
What are you betting?
Well, I went on a big streak this week. Yeah. Hey, let's explain ourselves quickly. The Tim Hortons, once a year or twice a year, maybe has a Roll Up the Rim contest where you essentially, literally, roll up the rim of your coffee and you can win things such as a Toyota Matrix or a 3D television. Or over 47,000 food prizes.
Yeah, so anyway, they keep you coming back. And
yeah, you never win, dick. I consume a lot of Tim Hortons coffee. And at one point, I was pretty much 0-15 on the Roll Up the Rim competition.
Yeah.
2 days ago, busy couple of... Sunday, Monday was a busy little time for me. I drank a lot of Tim Hortons. I won 3 free coffees.
Boom, boom, boom.
That's right.
Nice.
I uploaded it to Facebook. I'll Twitter the picture later.
Yeah.
I won 3 in a row, but now I'm back to my regular, you know.
Nothing. You're going to hate me.
Why?
I'm about 9-21.
Wow, that's a good record.
Yeah, it's also a lot of coffee, but I'm 9-21.
Yeah, I won the coffee. I won a coffee on the one you brought me to Planet Leisure.
You did?
370 Highland Road West.
Yep.
In Kitchener.
Home for all your geek gear.
That's right, 519-772-0131. You save 15% if you mention the podcast. Do you remember the dates of your game nights there, Tim?
Yes, I do. We are doing game nights every other week, apparently. We're going to start off on the Sunday the 13th.
That's right, with Magic Cards.
Yeah, S&M, Sunday Night Magic. At
Sunday night. I like it. Yeah. Sunday Night Magic.
Yeah, we're going to start that off. And then on the Wednesday, that'd be Wednesday the, what's that, the 15th? Whatever the hell the Wednesday is.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing the next round of Last Night on Earth, another one of those zombie board game nights. We've got some...
Wait, say Last Night on Earth again. What game are we playing on that Wednesday?
Last Night on Earth.
Which is, of course, the zombie survival game. Please continue.
Yep, no, and we've got some expansions going on, so there's new gameplay mechanics for all the regulars and the new people to come in. It's going to be a lot of fucking fun.
You didn't say epic.
I didn't say epic. Okay. I was told to say less epic.
That's fair. Okay, go ahead, next. And then there's another Magic Night, S&M.
Yep, so alternate week.
Uh-huh.
So not the one right after it, but the one after that. So that'd be the 27th.
27th
is the next round of S&M after that.
Uh-huh.
And then on the 30th would be the follow-up of the Martian Invasion game.
And what's it called?
I believe it's Invaders from Outer Space.
Invasion from Outer Space. I'm not wasting any more sound effects on you.
Shut up.
Well,
I do my part. I know the games. I know host it. I make everybody have a good time.
I gave you the Echo and you shit on it.
I'm not here to impress you.
Well, you should be.
You see, this is why you work in radio and I Don't.
You should be, Tim.
Working in radio? Are you sure? You've heard this.
What?
You're not following me, but the listeners are, so it's okay.
I was listening to my own voice echoing. Echoing.
Yeah, I do work in radio broadcasting, but it doesn't mean I'm, you know, any more cool than you. I mean, there are many other reasons that I'm way cooler than you. You know.
Oh, you're such a cunt.
Low-grade lackey at local radio station says. Anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, yeah, you asked me how my week has been. It's been busy with work. The work has been implementing new programs and procedures to effectively slow us all down and make us make less incentive.
Yes, companies do that. They'll sometimes give you an incentive for going faster, but then give you a whole bunch of obstacles to slow you down.
Exactly. So that's what we're dealing with right now at work. And there's a bit of a good news, bad news situation in my life. Yeah, the good news is I get to see my baby a lot more. Sabrina is in my life on a very regular basis days.
Ruining my life, of course.
Oh, she's not ruining,
ruining
your life.
Ruining my time, my alone time with Tim.
Oh, sure.
So that's fine, Sabrina. Come on back in. Fucking kick me out. It's fine.
She doesn't mind when you're around.
That's true. But there's also a double good news to this because she is also not going to cheat on you with a maple leaf.
It's true. Well, it's much less likely.
Yeah.
So remember last week, folks, when we talked about my kick-ass girlfriend's kick-ass job, hanging out with Leisha Cuthbert and the mayor of Toronto and the Toronto Maple Leafs and all that? Unfortunately, Easter Seals in Canada had company-wide downsizing last week, and my baby girl was one of the ones that got the axe. Her job position no longer exists. So
you fuckers.
Yes.
Them, cunts.
Them fuckers and cunts.
Are they they're a charity, aren't they?
They're a not-for-profit organization that tries to better the lives of disadvantaged children.
By laying off their staff.
Well, by trying to, yeah.
Well, they indirectly took a shot at you by taking a shot at her, so fuck them.
Pretty much, yeah.
This podcast shall do nothing for them.
You know what the listeners of this podcast can do, though? They can donate to other organizations that she also works for.
Right.
Like Breast Cancer Society in Canada.
Hey, we like breasts.
Yeah, we all love boobies. In fact, I want to talk to you and Leon about that. I wanted to host a game night. Uh-huh. With a little bit of proceeds and donations to breast cancer, because she and her girls from the hospital all do the walk for breast cancer thing.
Yeah,
everybody dosses in like a toonie or whatever on a game night, and then they were going to get t-shirts printed up for all of us.
Okay,
that says "I love boobies" in the Hooters emblem, because that's their team kind of motto.
Yep.
So when the whole crew of the hospital girls are going to be doing this walk with their "I love boobies" shirts, they'll have the Planet Leisure logo on it.
Nice.
If we can pull this all together.
If we can pull it all together,
yeah,
let's try.
And the walk's not until the summer, so we got plenty of time to make that happen.
And do I get an I Love Boobies t-shirt?
Absolutely you do. And they're going to find one big enough for Leon, and they're going to find one for me.
I don't know what you meant by that.
You do too.
I threw you under the bus there.
You did. Fuck you.
Yeah, so speaking of Planet Leisure, don't you have other news regarding Planet Leisure?
Oh yeah, I'm an employee now.
Yeah, this podcast has helped Tim Van Boss become an official member of the Planet Leisure team.
And it feels good, man.
So now sometimes when you call 519-772-0131, you might actually speak with the Dirty Dutchman who works there as an official employee now.
It's true. I'm not just going to be hanging around having coffee with this douchebag anymore.
It's true. I'm a douchebag.
Yeah.
You're going to be going to work at Planet Leisure.
Good every now and then. Every now and then. Yeah.
You know, when Leon needs to get his herpes shots and stuff.
Exactly. When you can't be there because you're too busy fisting small children in the park.
Oh, says the guy who fists small children regularly. Twice a week, in fact, I think. You sick fuck.
Who do you think? You fucking came to me for lessons.
Yeah, but you can't judge me for fisting children when you get paid to do it as a job.
Hey, when it's a job, you can justify anything.
Oh,
yeah.
I guess that's what the Nazis said, huh?
It's true. Terrible Germans. Anyway.
Oh, yes, I was trying to do a German accent. I threw the Jew in the oven, but I did it to feed my children. I don't know why the Nazis just became. It's weird. My accents are completely like.
I was waiting for you to slip into Irish, not that.
No, I used to be a little tighter at the accents.
Yeah.
My game is fucking waning.
It's because you're getting old, Matt.
I guess.
We're both getting old. We're both getting old balls.
It's true. Speaking of old balls, twice in the last 2 weeks, including the last time you and I were supposed to record, I went down to a local store, a convenience store here, and got a slushie.
Yeah.
A big slushie. I'm Matt Lees. Slushy. I like slushies.
Yeah.
I love me some slushies. So I drank the delicious slushiness, and the rest of the evening shall only be described as evacuation of all types.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
Like, I took the Browns to the Super Bowl. I threw up. I thought I was going to die. At one point, I swear, I thought I was going to die.
You're telling me that last week when you said, you gave me a text saying, Tim, we're not podcasting tonight. I think I've got food poisoning. It was from a goddamn slushy.
Yeah, man. And I seriously thought I was going to die, dude.
Like, I had money on you, like, hey, Tara's not around. I'm going to cook up some fish. And you undercooked the fish or something. Mm. And you left some chicken out on the counter.
Hey, I am a tremendous cook. And my food prep is fucking priceless. Don't you even judge it. I drank a bad slushy, okay? It was terrible. It hurt, Tim. I'm not even kidding you.
I don't deny the hurt.
The pain that I experienced.
Wow.
It was pure insanity. Bad enough that I wanted to go back to the store and be like, what's wrong with you? I drank out of this machine and almost died yesterday.
You should have gone back and done that.
Yeah, but what's the kid make behind the counter making $12 an hour?
No, no.
If that, give a shit that they poisoned me.
No, he won't. Well, he actually might sympathize with you. But the Best Buy is when you get to corner the boss and throw the cup in his face when it's full of your puke.
Yeah, it was bad news, dude.
Because it's not the kid's fault. Well, it might be the kid's fault. The kid might not have cleaned the machine properly. Asshole. But more likely, it always goes back to the supervisor. I know.
Because you have been a supervisor in
I have been a supervisor in the retail community, which is why I'm so glad to be back in the retail community, even on like a one day a month kind of basis.
One day every three or four weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever the hell it comes around, I'm the gopher.
Once every season, turn.
I'm not singing along.
Fine, don't sing along.
Yeah.
Fine, fuck you.
But anyway, so that's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So life
My girl's around, work sucks, and video games are kick-ass.
Video games are kick-ass. I've been playing Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, how do you like that?
It's good. Have you played it yet?
I played the demo.
I enjoy it.
Yeah?
I can't find... I could never find a demo, but anyway, I enjoy the game thoroughly. We'll talk about that a little more. This background music means that we have to stop to pay some bills. So please pause, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back in. Van Boss?
Yep.
We're going to talk about Charlie Sheen.
Oh, that crazy fuck.
We may not have Rev Davies, but we do have Charlie Sheen.
Legend in my spell. Motherfucker.
Legend in My Spare Time is brought to you by Planet Leisure. At 370 Highland Road West in Kitchener, Planet Leisure is Southern Ontario's new home for action figures, video games, board games, toys, puzzles, darts, boards and accessories, ping pong equipment, pool cues, and so much more, including your hard-to-find must-have nerd toys from all your favorites like Star Wars, The Simpsons, Family Guy, WWE, UFC, and so much more. And starting in January 2011, Planet Leisure hosts a monthly game night. You can join us as we play our way through all the multiplayer games you love. See website for details. That's Planet Leisure. Find them at 370 Highland Road West in Kitchener. That's the Food Basics Plaza. Or online at planetleisure.ca. 519-772-0131. And don't forget, tell them we sent you for additional savings exclusive to our listeners.
Edging in my spend time.
Dig it.
Motherfucker.
I've spent, I think, close to the last decade effortlessly and magically converting your tin cans into pure gold. And the gratitude I get is this charlatan, clearly someone who believes he is above the law. Well, you've been warned, dude. Bring it.
If he had cancer, how would we treat him, you know? The disease of addiction is a form of cancer.
I have a disease? Well, I cured it with my brain, with my mind. This bootleg cult, arrogantly referred to as Alcoholics Anonymous, supports a 5% success rate. My success rate is 100%. I have real fame. They have nothing. They have zero. They have that night. I will forget about them as the last image of them exits my beautiful home.
Don't try to beat him, 'cause he's already won.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there you hear the comments from Charlie winning Sheen.
By winning.
And I might just say that we got an email from Charlie Sheen. He says, keep up the good work, boys. Tell Rev Davies I'm thinking about him. Because they are kindred spirits.
They are so fucking similar. It's creepy.
The only difference is the Rev Davies does not have the entire world listening when he says, fuck you. And says racist things. Oh, Charlie, what's happened to you?
The spectacle is worth the price of admission, though. You gotta admit, man. I mean, we gotta watch somebody go down in flames, this is a good way to do it.
I guess. And now, maybe I'm just trying to be devil's advocate here, but people are saying Charlie Sheen is a mess. Charlie Sheen is in trouble. Listen, motherfuckers, he just got off a TV show where he was making $2 million a week, okay? He spends his time doing drugs and banging porn stars.
Oh, that'd be such a terrible life.
Yeah, poor guy.
Yeah.
Poor guy. I don't blame him for telling people to leave him alone and saying that at least he's winning. I mean, there's probably people out there that have to, you know, some of the things people have to do for a living out there in the world, and they want to get uppity on Oprah and be upset at Charlie Sheen. Fuck off. Who cares? He's some dude in some TV show who likes to party, and if prodded, will say things that the press find print-worthy.
It's true. It's like Bob Saget all over again, man.
Oh, Bob Saget. You poor, poor bastard.
Yet again, do we really feel bad for Bob Saget?
No.
Exactly.
Except for that one joke he made about the sexy chicks from Full House.
You mean when he fucked Kimmy Gibbler?
He fucked Kimmy Gibbler?
Dude, yeah. Have you not seen his stand-up?
Well, I've seen his stand-up where he's like, I'll teach those fucking kids a thing or two.
You got to see his more recent stuff. But yeah, no, back to Charlie Sheen.
He fucked Kimmy Gibbler?
Dude.
Danny Tanner banged Kimmy?
Yeah.
Wow. That's awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't he way older?
Pinky in the butt. Anyway, what?
Pinky in the butt. Wasn't he older than her? Like, way older?
Well, yeah, on the TV show there was like a 30-year difference, but I guess it doesn't matter these days.
That's fair. All right, back to
Charlie
Sheen.
And really, what the hell is Kimmy Gibbler doing these days?
Well, she fucked Bob Saget, I guess.
Done.
Nothing.
Easy.
Wow.
Well, there's money in the bucket.
Wow, that's insane. He should go to jail for that just because it makes me feel funny.
No. I say he's fine.
All right.
Let him walk the streets.
So
let him and Charlie Sheen walk the streets together.
Yes, Charlie Wild Thing Sheen, who I really, you know, I haven't been this proud of Charlie Sheen since I saw Major League. You know what
Ooh,
I mean?
That's a good reference.
I liked Major League a lot.
Yeah.
One of the best lines is when he's in a restaurant with Tom Sizemore, Tom Berenger, whoever.
Yeah.
And he looks down at this table, and Charlie Sheen says, "What's wrong, man?" And he's like, "My wife is at that table." "Who's that dude with him?" "I don't know. You want me to drag him out of here and kick the shit out of him?" That's Charlie Sheen for you. I liked Major League is probably one of my favorite movies. You know, he's not in multiples of my favorite movies, like his brother Emilio Estevez, who's in the Mighty
Emilio.
Ducks movies. Oh, Emilio.
What the hell is that guy doing these days?
He's not fucking hookers and whores and porn stars.
He's just hanging out, taking the royalty checks, living the good life.
Mm-hmm.
Good on him.
We should all be so lucky as to be Emilio Estevez. Estevez? Whatever.
Yeah. Doesn't matter how you say his name. The point of the matter is he's a good guy with a lot of money.
That's right. And he's not Chuck Sheen. So Bam. where do you go from here? If you notice that Charlie Sheen is now Twittering like crazy.
He's doing, milking it.
Milking. He's doing his own Ustream television network where he just kind of sits in front of his camera and talks. And I think people need to cut this guy a break. Let him roll.
Well, I think he needs to, if anything, he should be encouraging this phenomenon to grow, to glow as hot as it can, because this fire is only going to burn for so long, right?
Yeah.
He's only going to be able to milk it for whatever, maybe another 3 weeks.
And then it's over.
Then it's over. And then nobody gives a fuck anymore. So right. Either then he sobers back up and gets back on the show and apologizes to his bosses that he pissed off, or he comes out and says it was all just a publicity stunt, or which I'm believing that line less and less these days.
Yeah, because they pulled the show mid-season, so that's a hell of a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
I think Charlie Sheen will probably wind up dead.
You know, well, if he's going to wind up dead, how do you think he's going to die?
Oh, they'll be OD'd, for sure.
Yeah, you don't think he's going to get in a fight with a bouncer somewhere, or punch a cabbie in the back of the head and drive off a cliff? Or
no, I think he'll just OD.
Just in his hotel room somewhere, just a face full of cocaine.
With three porn stars around him.
Yeah.
We should all fucking wish to go in such a glorious manner.
Yeah.
I'm probably going to die on the way to the toilet and shit my pants.
Yeah, and your grandma's going to blow up in the...
That's right. God forbid, of course, but Jesus, it would be one hell of a story to tell.
Yeah, no, I got money on you dying, though, in the ring.
In the ring.
Ooh. I got money on you dying in the ring. Either have a heart attack, you're going to shit your pants and fall off and break your neck, or why don't you tell the folks at home about you in the ring these days?
Well, as they last left off, they'd heard that I'd refereed, I think.
Yeah.
Which was terrifying. A terrifying experience. Since then, I have ring announced for two various wrestling events.
Mm-hmm.
One of which resulted in one of the Legend in My Spare Time microphones being damaged.
No.
Oh, yes. or so I thought.
Dun, dun, dun.
I introduce the sport, Jesse Jones, a gentleman who has been wrestling independently for many, many moons.
Mm-hmm.
And he came out to the ring to do his own little bit. I hand him the mic. It ended in a couple of the dudes fighting over the microphone. And one was holding the cord, the other was holding the mic, and they were yanking on it.
That's never good.
Pulling on it, yanking on it, like chafing, like dry humping, like blue balls, just ruining this thing. And at one point I see, end of the mic comes off. Random dangly cord hanging off. And I'm like, oh, fuck. So he walks back to the backstage and he's like, your mic's broken, sorry. I go out there, turns out they just ripped the end of the actual cable off.
Yeah.
So there was a random broken piece of cable hanging out of my mic. Swapped it around, the mic was fine, thank goodness. But what is with these professional wrestlers that will not take care of my microphone equipment?
You just got to quit bringing your microphone equipment.
I don't have a choice. If I'm the ring announcer, I need to bring a mic.
Why don't you bring a megaphone?
Maybe I'll start bringing this mic from now on.
Yeah, what Matt has in his hands is the... I'm not going to call it ghetto because it's not mine. It's not mine to make fun of it, but...
It's a DM-760. It's a Dave K microphone.
Dave K's microphone.
From the days when he was so guilty from not showing up for the podcast, he started giving me equipment.
Yeah, and it, folks at home, this looks just... It looks like you'd be at home with your parents' 1970s wraparound headset earphones and the giant vinyl record players, but not in a classy way, in the bargain basement Radio Shack days of yore.
Yeah, and that way they go with your headphones. It goes with your headphones.
No, my headphones are state of the art, buddy. These are new.
Yeah, but they look like they're Radio Shack.
No, dude. These are AKG.
I'm just saying. They're gold, and it's kind of a tacky Vegas kind of gold.
You know what? You can make fun of the style of them all you want. They sound bitchin'. I'll even trade you if you want after the next commercial break. We'll trade headphones.
I got my Sonys. I'm perfectly happy with my Sony headphones. All right.
The brand war's done. We're good?
Yeah. All right, cool. We're just yelling at each other. I was just teasing you.
Yeah.
Jesus, you can call my microphone Radio Shack, but I can't call your headphones Radio Shack?
No, because they're not.
Because you're all sensitive. Ew, my feelings are hurt.
I never said that. Just having some pride for my gear, son.
Tell me a joke, Tim.
Everything I have joke is just a dirty limerick, and you've already heard them.
I've heard all your dirty limericks?
Well, there once was a man from Nantucket with a dick so long he could suck it. He said with a grin as he wiped up his chin, if my ear was a cunt, I would fuck it.
Wow.
Womp, womp, womp.
What's the difference between peanut butter and jelly?
I don't know.
I'll tell you at the end of as we go into our next commercial break, I'll tell you the end of the joke.
Okay, cool. So
it's not yet. It's not yet. Now, listen.
We're going to come back to that.
You told me that you wanted to... speaking of Charlie Sheen being incredibly angry, I guess we didn't say much on Charlie Sheen other than roll on, buddy. He's not hurting anyone. He's paying those hookers a lot of money.
And you know what? Those hookers need the money. They've got to put themselves through college. They've got to afford the dental work for their 15 kids.
It's true. Like, can't be easy.
Exactly. There's no health benefits being a hooker. You don't get a Blue Cross package with work on that.
Not at all.
You don't get stat holiday pay.
No, you don't get any of that shit.
It's true.
So you're in big trouble.
It's true.
So I say we leave Charlie Sheen alone.
Yeah.
All right. Now,
yeah.
You wanted to complain about the youth of today, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Man. Old man Vandenhoof over here has got a bone to pick with I'm talking about youth, I'm not talking about like the teenagers, because they've got their own set of problems, and we'll get into them in a different episode.
These kids these days.
My problem, what grinds my gears, is the current generation of 20-somethings, early 20-somethings. That you're either in college, or you didn't go to college, or you're just about finished college, whichever one of those three options you've got, and there's a sense of entitlement that drives me up the fucking wall.
Yep.
Bill Gates, I don't quote Bill Gates very often, but Bill Gates put out a bit of a tirade a while ago, and he said, to the youth of today, you are not entitled to $60,000 a year executive jobs on your way out of school. You're not entitled to the company car. You've got to earn it. You're not above flipping burgers at a greasy diner. Your grandparents called that opportunity. Get out there and work. Now, I bring this up because there's a lot of fucking people that I work with and a lot of fucking people that I see and know that could be working, but aren't.
Mm-hmm.
The guys that I work with, either they have family that are milking the welfare system, or I know a bunch of people who have family that are milking the welfare system.
Now, for those worldwide listeners, welfare is essentially...
Yeah.
The government pays you to do nothing.
It's assistance for those people who can't get by right now.
Right. In Britain, it's called the dole.
Exactly. Yeah. Government assistance in whatever way you have it. But because we're Canadian, there's a lot of fucking loopholes. And it's really easy for people that have grown up in a welfare family, because you can sustain yourself in Canada on welfare if you do it right. Mm-hmm. You can even have a whole litter of kids. You could have a tribe of children on welfare and never technically work a real day in your life.
That's right.
Because it cascades, and the percentage you get increases, and there's ways you can play with the taxes at the end of the year to make it all happen. And the government will pay for everything you need for you and your kids.
And by that, you mean our taxes. You and I will pay for them.
Yeah, I've got to pay a retarded amount of income tax every year to help keep you from getting a fucking job.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're one of these people out here that have an iPod that you never worked a day in your life for and you're listening to this, thank you for listening. Get a fucking job. Right. If you're one of these people that get out of school, you're done high school, and you're just like, you know, I've never had a job. I didn't have a high school job. I don't want to work. I'm just not going to work. I'm going to file for welfare. I'm going to bum around and live in my parents' place until I'm 38. And when they die, I'm going to inherit the house anyway. So why fucking move? Get a fucking job.
I'm with you. I agree. I hate that.
That's my biggest rant right now. There's a bunch of people in my life that aren't working, that are milking the welfare system, or even worse, they're collecting welfare. And WSIB, which is workplace safety insurance benefits for people that have gotten hurt at work. Mm-hmm. So milking the welfare system, milking the workfare system, for lack of a better term, and then working for cash money on the side. I mean, it's a smart way to live your life if you want to make a lot of money doing a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah.
Just don't be upset when people that do have to work 40 to 80 hours a week to provide for their families lose their shit on you.
Yes, because you're taking money out of their pocket.
To do nothing.
To do nothing.
And why do these 20-year-old kids get to choose to not work? When me and my family, my grandfather who worked until the day he died.
Yeah, you know why? Because the government makes it too easy. Why should they go to work, man? I mean, I'm not judging the people who have a genuine sickness or an illness or have some reason they can't work. We understand that sometimes in life, life fucks with you, and you can't work. That's fine.
Like Sabrina, there was no way she could have anticipated downsizing.
Exactly. Like our good friend from Iowa.
Mr. Greer.
We'll only call him Adam.
Yep, Mr. Adam.
Who was hit by a truck at work.
Oh, goddamn.
And now can't go to work. That's fine.
That's a good reason.
That's acceptable.
That's a good reason not to work.
Right.
At least for a little while.
Just because you want to stay home and play motherfucking video games is not a good reason to go to work. And my other problem is most of these people that are living on welfare are probably making more per month than you and I are.
I know.
So we're almost better off to go on welfare, Tim, and just stay home.
But therein lies the problem with the economics of it. If everybody just stops working and leeching on welfare, the pool of money disappears.
Right. And if the pool of money is dissipating anyway, then maybe I just want my share. Because I'm already hearing that by the time I'm old enough to collect pension, it's not going to be there.
No, yeah, it's true. Don't bank on that.
So then what I should do is I should pretend that my back hurts. I should pretend that I have a mental disability preventing me from going to work. Apparently laziness is a mental disability,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to collect welfare.
Well, it's within your right as a Canadian citizen to do that, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
It'll also be within my right as a Canadian citizen to look down upon you and sneer at you across the street.
That's fair.
And occasionally, while it's not my right to do it, I will toss Tim Hortons cups at you full of lukewarm coffee.
And not even the roll-up-the-rim ones, huh?
No, throughout the year. It'll be the middle of summer. You'll get a cup of lukewarm coffee that I hadn't finished right in the face.
That wouldn't be very nice.
But it'd be appropriate.
It would be appropriate.
Exactly.
And of course, I'm not going to do that because I'm not the scum of the earth.
Bam.
And I don't choose. There's actually somebody on my Facebook. I don't know if this person listens, so I'll keep it very nonspecific.
Yeah.
Anyway, motherfucker don't work. Motherfucker hasn't worked for a long time. Motherfucker has children. So he's obviously collecting from the government in some source. I'm not going to say where he is, whether he's here, there, or anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this person had a PlayStation 3. On a rent-to-own type deal. And I remember reading his Facebook posts when he was complaining that they came back and took his PlayStation back. Now, here's my question. Here in Canada, a PlayStation 3 is $299.
Yeah, $300.
I'm a broke motherfucker.
You got no money.
But if I had something that was valued at $300 on a rent-to-own, and it came to the point that they were going to come and take it back, how much more could you possibly owe on it?
Well, it depends on the interest and how fucking lazy you were.
A lot of those deals is like $20 a week. I'm giving it away. It's in Britain. It's £20 a week to rent these kinds of things.
Yeah.
But that's 5 weeks. You're at $100, right?
Yeah.
So how hard is it?
5 weeks at $100, but if you're paying $18 interest on your $20 a week,
true.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah,
I don't know, but either
fucking kids these days.
Yeah, and then he decided that he was in his right to complain that they came and took it back. What a bunch of assholes!
Yeah, smash your fist up and down and cry that the world owes you.
Why don't you get a job?
Fucking well, how many jobs do you have, Matt? I know I've got five technically, if I include the Planet Leisure once a month gig.
It's true. I work probably about 3 or 4 jobs on average. Within a month, I'll work 3 or 4 jobs. That's counting what I do for the wrestling companies. That's counting what I do for music. That's counting Planet Leisure. That's counting the radio jobs that I work. And I still probably don't make as much as somebody that I know that used to just go around to businesses and change their garbages for cash and collect welfare. And last time I saw this guy, who is a local fucking legend, as in he's a bum, it took him a second to remember how many kids he has. He said 7.
Oh.
Probably with at least 5 different mothers. This is the guy who, when he used to somewhat be associated with a place that I worked, we used to get calls for him from like the police and people looking for him because he doesn't pay child support. So then
of course
it gets to the point that they come looking for him.
Yeah.
And he's like, they're trying to put me in jail, man.
Yeah, because you're not fucking taking care of your kids.
Right. You have 7 kids, bro. He's the prime example of that kind of... And I've known this guy since childhood, since I was a young sprog running around here in Canada. I've known of this gentleman.
Yeah.
And
he's been a fixture.
Consistently, he's been the same guy that he always is. He's been in and out of jail. He's been in and out of trouble. In and out of women, apparently. One of the kids, he's not totally sure is his because he thinks that the mother had sex with at least 2 other guys that night.
At least 2. So 3 dicks minimum.
Right. This is the kind of guy we're dealing with who isn't... doesn't have the mental capacity to be like, wait a second, why don't you get one of them fucking tests that tells me whether I'm the dad or not?
You know, they do that for free when you're at the hospital at the birth, right?
Huh.
Like, if you're there and it's like, hey, baby just came out, cool. Just get a vein. Just
quickly.
Take a half hour of your day, I'll pay you a little bit of money so you can go get your lunch. Just test that shit. I just want to be really sure.
My wife's not looking.
Yeah, she's too busy dealing with the fact that she just popped a baby out of her vagina.
That's true. Hey, speaking of that, how's the new baby? How's the new legend baby, Joe? I hope all is well. Joe's always listening. Joe has the first legend baby, Jocelyn. I hope all is well. Young lady, let's give her a second to gargle back at us. And no, I didn't mean that in the way I would usually mean that, Joe.
No.
Because I said the word gargle, but I didn't realize that gargle could also...
You meant gurgle. Like
gurgle. I meant like the noise a baby would make, not like the noise Charlie Sheen.
The goo goo gaga right. shit.
Yeah, not like I would have meant it if we were still talking Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, it's getting awkward now.
Wow. So
segues. Yeah. You know, it's getting close to the time where we'll pause for a moment. We're going to come back. We're going to talk toys. We're going to talk collectibles.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk the Spare Time Olympics.
Oh, yeah.
Because we got some mail from Tony in Ottawa.
Tony
says, Davies is a lush. What a drunk. I nominate him for Asshole of the Year. Well, Tony.
Thank you.
I like that.
That's pretty
poignant.
And
Tony finishes by saying, whatever happened to the Spare Time Olympics?
It's true. We got away from it for a little while.
It's true. Well, let's catch you up really quickly. Number one contender right now is Eric of Misinformation from Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
The reigning and defending champion is Mr. Oliver Little from London. Now, we were having some trouble getting our schedules coordinated, so I told Mr. Oliver Little, I sent him a little email saying, hey, maybe we should, give me back the title, and I'll let somebody else defend it, because, you know, our schedules don't allow you to be busy, to
doesn't
be
lie.
With us.
Yeah.
He didn't like that idea, and we'll find out what he had to say when we come back. And, Tim, the difference between peanut butter and jam is you can't peanut butter your dick up someone's ass. Hi-yo! We'll be right back.
How do I get a hold of you?
You just contact the mayor's office.
He has a special signal that shines in the sky. It's in the shape of a giant cock.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Legend in My Spare Time. This will be segment 3, in which we talk about toys and collectibles and things that have stuck out to us. 2011 is the year, Tim Van Boss, that we get the relaunch of Thundercats.
Oh, thank God. It's about fucking time.
It's true. A new cartoon, new toys, new collectibles. I have seen pictures of the Almighty Sword.
Really?
Complete replica. And it looks glorious.
I got shivers.
Shivers. Now, we're looking through the Previews magazine, which is, of course, Graffiti Design's official magazine that gives you the preview of all the comics, toys, everything that's coming soon. Mm-hmm. There are some things I've seen that are delicious. Google, if you want to follow along, Previews magazine, and you'll be where we are. Now, The reason that I started getting this magazine is because I'm, of course, a huge nerd. I want to start carrying toys and comic books of this kind at Planet Leisure. But also, it's a really hip magazine. I mean, it's $4. There's tons of toys in there. Has anything snuck out to you yet, Tim Van Boss?
Well, I'm enjoying this Assassin's Creed 2 Ezio statue. The lead character from Assassin's Creed's video games.
Nice.
A lot of kick-ass out there. It's only $180.
Yeah. What about that really clever fucking Ewok over there?
Wicked.
Full-on statue.
Nice.
Yeah, there's some crazy stuff. There are also a really great set of hoodies that are available now that have... the design when it's zipped up would be Vader's suit or a Stormtrooper or Boba Fett. It's literally a hoodie, but when you put the hood up and zip it, it's actually Vader's mask.
Okay, so it's like a full zip hoodie that goes all the way to the top?
Oh, yeah.
That'd be pretty kick-ass.
Speaking of full zip, there's also the sleeping bag, which is a Tauntaun. Right? So, you know, you cut the Tauntaun open, you sleep in it. The zipper is a lightsaber.
Yeah.
Similar to the famous Matt Lee's Band hoodies that were once available that are no longer available.
All gone.
Some of you have them. They're black hoodies. They have the Matt Lee's Band logo on the back, and the zipper on the front is a lightsaber.
Bitchin'.
They sold out in Waterloo, Iowa.
Yeah.
Because I'm kind of a big deal in Waterloo, Iowa.
You do kind of bring the thunder.
I fucking own Waterloo, Iowa.
Yeah.
That being said, we haven't said hello to Big Al in a long time, who listens from Cedar Falls, Iowa.
Really?
Big Al was one of my hosts when I was there. He's the man that I traveled to Field of Dreams with.
Mm-hmm.
If you build it,
they will come.
No, wait. If you build... Hold on, here we go. If you build it, they will come.
God help us if you ever get a more sophisticated effects processor.
Or if I ever get a live audience where I can do things in front of people and don't have time to go back and edit little mistakes that I make.
Yeah.
You know, because it's all about timing. Let's try that again. If you build it, they will come. Yeah. Yeah. So,
that's
Big Al, we hope you're well. Big Al listens when he drives. He's a truck driver.
Yeah.
So he was the one who told us he didn't mind extra long episodes because...
gives him more listening time.
Our episodes are just a little too short for the journeys that he usually makes.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
you know, what can you do?
Sorry to leave you hanging, but...
Yeah, sorry to leave you hanging, Big Al. We love you. Big Al has also expressed interest in being a part of the Spare Time Olympics.
Yeah.
Of course, Tony from Ottawa had emailed in the previous segment and asked, whatever happened to the Spare Time Olympics? Well, basically what happened was, it's very tough to get 3 people in this room together. Or 3 people all available at the same time. And the problem right now is my champion lives in London, England, and my number one contender lives in Waterloo, Iowa.
That's a lot of time difference right there.
The number one contender in Waterloo, Iowa works night shift. The champion in London, England goes to university in the morning. So right now, when we're recording right now, it's 3 in the morning for Ollie.
Yeah.
As we've heard on a previous episode where I called him and woke him up. So basically, because of that reason, I said, Ollie, I need you to give me back the Spare Time Olympics championship because you are not a fit champion. I sent that to him in a very politically stated email. I tried to be very polite. I tried to be really kind and say, look, man, I love you, but you're not a reliable champion. You're not available to defend when I'm available to judge. I need to strip you of the championship. So I sent that email to Ollie today. I even said, hey, I'll give you a chance to send me a sounder or come on the show and you can give like a speech. What's the opposite of an acceptance speech? A reluctance speech?
Yeah, kind of your farewell.
Or I'm sorry that I was not good enough to defend the belt. You know, I stepped down.
Yeah, his press release.
Right, his press release. And how do you think Ollie took that, Tim?
I'm guessing as badly as we're going to hear it.
Yeah, because literally within an hour or two, I had this sound file from Ollie, and he told me not to listen until we were live on the air. So I haven't heard it yet, but the subject in the email was Matt Lee's you cunt. So let's take a listen to what Ollie had to say.
Message, you little poxy, stupid. Ah, the word escaped me. I got you a little message. And quite frankly, I think it's obscene that you want me to relinquish my title without even having defended it once. I'm the fucking champion. I don't care if our schedules match up. You schedule it around me. That's all. Go fuck yourself. You're a cunt.
All right.
Enough said.
There you go. From the
you're called out, son.
From the mouth of the champion himself, I have been vetoed. So I will not be stripping Ollie of the title, apparently.
He says no.
He says, how dare you? He sounded positively insulted.
He did. He sounded like if you were right there in front of him, he would have spat in your face.
I got your poxy fucking email. Oh, I missed that Ollie, man. So I guess stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, because coming up very soon, we will have another episode, another edition of the Spare Time Olympics, because apparently the fans are demanding it's time to get back on it. And, you know, if we can't get Eric and Ollie to go at the same time, Eric might have to wait.
You know what?
Maybe the Dirty Dutchman, Tim Van Boss, will challenge Ollie for the Spare Time Olympics.
You know what? Fuck that little prick. I'll take him on for a round.
He's way bigger than you.
I don't give a shit.
I know it's not all about weight classes, but
yeah.
He's a bigger boy than you are. And
just because he might be able to out-eat me in a hot dog eating contest.
Ooh. Did you hear that, Ollie? Did you hear what he said? He called you fat, mate. Anyway, speaking of Ollie, I'm going to be in the United Kingdom for Christmas this year.
Yep.
Ollie and I have decided we will get together in London, England.
Good.
We will have a pint of Pepsi because Ollie doesn't drink.
No.
We will probably call each other cunts.
A lot.
If I eat some fish and chips. And I'll give him a big old hug, and there'll be photos to prove the fact that Ollie and I were, in fact, in the same room together.
Pics or it didn't happen.
Maybe, yeah. Photos or it didn't happen. Speaking of that, photos or it didn't happen, I still have not seen a photo of Mr. Joe Gross with his Rowdy Roddy Piper action figure.
Yeah,
We requested that he do that. He said something about only having internet at his grandma's on Sundays after brunch.
That
he may have been trying to make an inside joke.
Yeah.
Good one, Joe. But yeah, Joe, we need that photo, man.
When
you get to it. I know you're probably listening at work right now. Joe, I want you to answer me by saying, yes, Matt. Joe, I would like you to take a photo of you and your doll action figure and post it on Facebook so we can see it, and we'll tweet it. We'll put it on the tweet account because we have a Twitter. We have a Twitter now.
Follow us at Twitter.
At Legend Podcast.
Bam. There you go.
That's right. First one to sign up was Penny,
mm-hmm.
who is a loyal listener. Hello to Penny. I hope things find you well, Penny. I hope you haven't killed anyone recently. Penny and I went to high school together, worked together at the Ministry of Defense. She's got some attitude.
Really?
She's a little package, but she's got some attitude. I think that's why she listens to us.
Good for her.
Second follower of the Legend Podcast, Twitter, Damn Davies.
Davies?
Yeah, he's got a
Twitter. Is able to follow Twitter.
He's got a Twitter. I don't know whether he tweets very much, and I don't know, but he's got a Twitter.
Nice
and for
twat.
Us, as far as us following, nicely done, we are following nothing but wrestlers. We are following a ton of fucking wrestlers. Oh, we're also following Charlie Sheen. And we're also following the Iron Sheik. Have you ever heard any of the Iron Sheik's tweets?
No, but I did see him on that one episode of Kenny versus Spenny, local Canadian television show.
It's a great show.
Yeah, it is. They're done, though, and it makes me sad. The Christmas special, the farewell Christmas special was awesome.
Well, you know, fucking...
Good things can't last forever.
Good things Can't last forever. Now, let's go to the Iron Sheik's Twitter feed because it's so damn entertaining. A man that I've been in his vicinity. I have met, shaken hands with, partied. Maybe not partied, but I've been in the presence of the Iron Sheik. So let's go, let's take a look. All right, Iron Sheik says, if Charlie Sheen have a party and don't invite me, I fuck his ass and make him humble.
For real.
That's what it says. Let's see. All right, for the WrestleMania, I want the Charlie Sheen and Sheiky Baby tag team match against the fucking Mel Gibson and cocksucker Tiger Woods.
How did Tiger Woods get drawn into this?
Oh, he doesn't like people that are... he doesn't like people that cheat.
Okay, he's big on the fidelity.
Right,
thing.
When Jesse James got busted cheating on Sandra Bullock, Iron Sheik lost his mind. He was like, he know how to treat real woman like Sandra Bullock. What a cocksucker.
Wow.
Yeah. Hello, he wrote one. He tweeted to Charlie Sheen and said, you party like a fucking man. You come show me that you have a good time. If not, I fuck your girlfriends. Yeah.
And, there's nothing to say to that.
Yeah. Michael Cole and Mel Gibson are the same to me. I give them both camel clutch and make them humble. Michael Cole is the announcer on WWE Monday Night Raw right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There we go. What else do we have? I fucked the Sandra Bullock 8 days ago. That was a tweet from...
I fucked the Sandra Bullock?
The Sandra Bullock, yeah. And if you do not vote for Jew Legend for the something, you can go fuck yourself. Oh, and fuck Hulk Hogan in the ass.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Ric Flair's birthday. I train him. I make him. I fuck him. I take him. I beat him. I kill him. I stretch him. Fuck the Ric Flair.
Wow.
I know. Hey, today the Friday. Who happy? If not, go fuck yourself. I love it. He also said 11 days ago, this is the Iron Sheik, ladies and gentlemen, fuck the Egypt. I fuck them. In the ass, if they don't make good.
He's got a problem with the gas prices too, then, eh?
Yeah, I guess so. Is the Bart Simpson the gay motherfucker or the real? Somebody tell me if I should fuck it out of him.
How is he going to fuck the gay out of Bart Simpson?
I don't know, man. He also said to Bob Saget, you are the legend, like the Sheiky Baby. You are intelligent Jew, or not Jew. I still respect you.
I'm glad you brought Bob Saget back into this full circle.
Right? The Iron Sheik knew we were going to bring this up. And it's just, oh, man. This is what Twitter is for.
I've got to get on the Twitter. I'm way late to the party, but yeah. I always just thought it was a little too...
gay?
Yeah. It's too self-congratulatory. Well, it's too everybody look at me all the time kind of thing.
Yeah, let's just say Zach at Misinformation has had a Twitter for a long time. Enough said.
Bam.
Let's see here. I watched the Seinfeld, the Uncle Lee die. I watch show and hate that motherfucker Kramer. He talk about black people bad. Fuck him.
He talk about black people bad.
Yep. I love this. I fucking love the Sheik.
We've got to find a way to get that guy into Planet Leisure for a promo.
Well, we do have his autographed toy up here.
It's true. You do have your autographed Sheik.
He will be here at the Comic-Con. So maybe we can talk to him. Maybe we can chill with him. I remember last time I met him at a Comic-Con, he was yelling at the bookers, the promoters, for not taking enough money from people. Because people were walking by him, snapping their photos.
But they weren't paying.
Right, and he'd be like, these motherfuckers, hey, you will take money. Iron Sheik is an angry, angry motherfucker.
But you know what? It proves my point. Don't fuck with people's health or their wealth.
I guess.
Just getting back to my earlier comments.
Yeah. Let's close out with a few more thoughts here. Yep. Ultimate Warrior has the new name. He is the Ultimate Faggot. That's what Iron Sheik thinks of Ultimate Warrior. Iron Sheik does not like Ultimate Warrior. You can YouTube Sheik Warrior and they end up bumping into each other at a comic show. And Sheik goes crazy. Why you bring me here, this fucking motherfucker? And he says, Ultimate Faggot, you gay, you small dick, you piece of shit, you suck dick, you suck balls, you worse than Michael Jackson.
Goddamn.
I mean, what else can you ask for from a gentleman, a scholar like the Iron Sheik, Sheiky Baby?
A man among men.
That's right, a man among men. We should all be so lucky. I think Charlie Sheen and the Iron Sheik would be the ultimate tag team. My God.
At the very least, it'd be a hell of a party.
I told you I could be a wrestling booking genius.
We'll put it together, buddy.
That's right.
We'll do it.
So, the Iron Sheik says, fuck off, leave us alone, because we've come to the end of another episode of the Legend in My Spare Time podcast. If you don't like it, we will fuck you and make you humble. I fuck you, make you humble, camel clutch, cocksucker. Any closing thoughts, Van B?
No, I got all my stuff out in the earlier part of the episode.
All right.
I'm devoid of thought.
Well, say hi to your mom for me.
Likewise.
Help the Matt Lees Band by donating any amount you can, legendinmypodcast@gmail.com. $25 or more, I'll send you a copy of the record. Please visit our sponsors, Planet Leisure. Please say hello to Big Love. Extreme Limousine, 519-568-1347. If you need a limo ride, if you need to go anywhere at any time, he's got one low price. Hit him up. Extreme Limousine. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is the Rev Matt Lees. The rash came back. I need to wash it down and put on some cream. I'm going to relax now. Anything else before I cue AK?
Nope.
AK.
Legend in my spare time, motherfucker.